Title: Short Roller Arrangements with Clean Routing Advanced. All right, let's build a short roller the way pros actually survive, doing it at speed, tight arrangement moves, big results, and routing that keeps your session clean enough that you can keep creating instead of babysitting 40 automation lanes. In drum and bass, a short roller is basically a mini drop. Think 16 to 64 bars of whir in it, but it's designed to connect bigger moments. It bridges an intro into a drop. It switches drop A into drop B. It keeps the DJ-friendly momentum moving without you having to reinvent the whole track every 8 bars. Today we're building a 32-bar roller section with one extra bar for the handoff. The goal is simple. You'll be able to drag this approach into any project and create a roller fast, and it'll stay mix-stable because the routing and the automation strategy are locked in. Let's start with the session fundamentals. Set your tempo to something in the DNB pocket, 172 to 176 BPM. I'm going to assume 174. Set global quantization to one bar so everything you do in arrangement snaps musically and you don't accidentally create weird off-grid edits while you're moving fast. Now drop in locators. Bar 1. Roller start. Bar 17. Roller mid. Bar 33. Roller end or transition. That seems basic, but it's secretly a huge workflow upgrade because now you're thinking in two arcs, bars 1 to 16 and bars 17 to 32. And your brain stops trying to improvise structure while you're also sound designing. Now, clean routing. This is the part that saves your life. Create 4 group tracks: drums, bass, music, and FX. Then create a premaster group. Route drums, bass, music, and FX into premaster. And then premaster goes to your master. If you already have stuff in the set, don't overthink it, just drag tracks into the right groups. Here's the mindset: you're routing for decisions, not for tidiness. You want to be able to say all drums get thinner for 2 beats or bass lifts by half a dB in the second half with one move. That is how you keep a roller controlled and punchy instead of chaotic and brittle. On the drums group, put an EQ8 first. High pass around 25 to 30 HE, steep enough to remove nonsense without gutting your kick. Optional tiny dip around 250 to 400 HC if things get boxy. Then a glue compressor, attack around 3 ms, release on auto ratio 2:1, and you're only aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. After that, a saturator on soft sign, drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on, and if you want, a limiter as a safety catcher, not for loudness. Ceiling around minus 0.8, shaving only the occasional spike. On the bass group, start with EQ8. If your sub is its own track, high pass your mid layers around 80 to 120 HC so the low end doesn't turn into a committee meeting. Add gentle saturation, 1 to 2 dB, just to densify. Then glue compressor with a touch of gain reduction, again 1 to 2 dB, mainly for coherence so your edits don't feel like the bass changes size every time you vary the pattern. On premaster, put a utility and give yourself headroom. A good starting point is pulling it down so you're living around minus 6 dB of space. Add a spectrum for quick reality checks. Teacher note here: the fastest way to make a roller feel like it's fighting instead of rolling is to pin the premaster and then try to add excitement on top. Excitement needs room. Now we build the core engine. An 8-bar loop that already rolls before we arrange anything. Start with kick and snare. In classic DNB backbone terms, snare is on 2 and 4. Kick patterns vary by substyle, but keep it functional. The key is that your groove should loop cleanly without needing fills to feel alive. For snare layering, do it clean. Put layers inside a drum rack. Think body, crack, and noise chains. Keep the rack tidy so you can treat snare like one instrument. And if you want reverb, don't slap reverb directly on the snare track and then wonder why your transitions smear. Make a return called snare verb. Put a short reverb on it. Decay roughly 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 HC and keep the return wet at 100% because you'll send into it. Now hats and shuffle. This is the roll. Put in a closed hat lane doing eighths or sixteenths. Then add a second hat or ride lane that you can groove. Use groove pool, something like swing 16-65, but reduce the amount so it's not drunken. Around 20 to 40% is usually enough. If hats feel static, drop a velocity MIDI device and add a little randomness, like 10 to 20 and maybe a tiny bit of drive. Now ghost notes. This is an instant pro marker in rollers when it's done tastefully. Add low velocity, snare ghosts around 16th notes before or after your main snare hits. High pass the ghost track around 200 to 400 HC so it's all articulation and no low mid mod. Level wise, Keep ghosts way lower than the main snare, like 12 to 18 dB down. They should be felt as motion, not heard as a second snare performance. Optional. A break layer for texture. Keep it quiet and band limited. High pass it around 150 to 250 Hz, low pass 6 to 10 kHz. Add drum boss for character if you want, but tuck it in. It's a ghost texture, not the star. Once your 8-bar drum loop feels like it could run for 2 minutes and not annoy you, then we bring in bass phrasing. Split the bass into rolls. Sub is mono. Simple, stable. Mid is where movement and aggression live. Optional top or noise layer if you want fizz and edge. On the sub track, keep it clean. Operator sign is fine. Sidechain compress it to the kick. Ratio around 4:1. Fast attack 1 to 5ms. Release somewhere around 50 to 120ms depending on how long you want the sub to breathe. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to create space without making the sub pump like a house track. On the mid layer, your chain is about movement without random loudness jumps. A good strategy is modulation first, then dirt, then control. So instrument, then auto filter for motion, then saturator for energy, then EQ8 high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, then compression and sidechain if needed. Now write a 4-bar bass phrase. Bars 1 to 3 are the main motif. Bar 4 is the answer. The answer can be a rhythm stutter, a pitch flip, a filter move, a quick fill. The important thing is it resolves cleanly back to bar 1. That's what makes it loop like a roller instead of feeling like a verse that forgot to go somewhere. Cool. Now we convert the 8-bar loop into a 32-bar arrangement. Duplicate your 8-bar section 4 times so bars 1 through 32 are filled. Don't add new sounds yet. I want you to treat this like a controlled loop with planned exceptions. Decide right now where the listener should notice change. The classic points are bar 8, 16, 24, 32. Those are your chapter markers. Everything else is stability. Now, the key move. Automate it group level. Macro level movement, not 30 tracks of chaos. On the drums group, add an auto filter after EQ8. Set it to a high pass slope, like 12 dB. Automate the cutoff for transitions. For example, in the last beat or two before bar 16, sweep the cutoff up so the drums get thinner, maybe up to 150 to 300 Hz, then snap back on bar 17. That snapback is a big part of the perceived impact. You can also put drum bus on the drums group and automate drive slightly into chapter points, like plus 1 to 3 dB into bar 16 or bar 32. Subtle. The idea is lift, not new mix problem. On the bass group, add a utility. Automate a tiny gain lift in the second half, like plus 0.5 to 1 dB at bar 17. This is one of those tiny mix moves that reads as arrangement progression. Add auto filter too, and use it to create motion at the end of phrases, especially as you approach bar 32. On the effects group, keep your returns pre-filtered so they don't clutter. High pass your reverbs and delays around 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Now you can automate sends more aggressively without smearing low end or adding harsh air. At this point, we add micro fills, but we're going to be disciplined. Pick 2 or 3 moments only, because overfilling kills impact. Fills are punctuation, not constant commentary. Fill idea 1. A snare run into bar 9 or bar 17. Use 16th notes, maybe even a quick 32nd at the very end if your snare sample can handle it. Make the velocities fall so it sounds like it's accelerating, and then disappearing into the downbeat. And here's a clean trick. Spike the snare reverb send only on the last hit, not the whole fill. That gives you size without washing the groove. Fill idea 2. Kick dropout. In bar 16.4 or bar 32.4, remove the kick for a quarter to half a bar. That negative space creates perceived loudness when the kick returns, even if your meters barely move. Fill idea 3. Bass stutter edit in bar 4, 12, 20, or 28. Chop one note rhythmically, like 8ths to 16ths to 30 seconds. Do it in MIDI, if you can, because it stays cleaner and more repeatable than audio chops unless you specifically want glitch artifacts. Now sidechain and ducking. Keep it surgical. Sub always ducks to kick. Mid can duck lightly if it's huge. And if you're doing darker rollers where the snare is the emotional center, you can also sidechain the mid bass gently to the snare. Fast attack. Release around 60 to 150 ms, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The goal is not pumping. The goal is the snare never has to fight. Now let's plan the exit. At bar 32 into bar 33, you want something DJ-friendly and arrangement smart. Option 1 is an impact with a controlled reverb tail. Put the impact in FX group, send it to a big verb if you want, and automate the send just for that hit. Then teacher move. In the final half bar, mute or pull down your return tracks with utility so the tail doesn't smear into the next section. Option 2 is a tape stop illusion. You can do subtle pitch automation on a resampled element, or a very careful premaster low pass for half a bar. Be careful here. Premaster moves are powerful, but they can also wreck your low-end clarity if you get dramatic. Option 3 is a hard cut, jungle style. Remove bass for the final half bar. Let break texture and hat speak, maybe a vocal stab. Then slam into the next section. Before we wrap, a few mistakes to dodge. Don't change too many elements at once. Rollers are controlled variation, not constant novelty. Don't automate 12 individual drum tracks if you can do it on the group. Keep sub mono. Don't drown a short section in reverb tails. And don't run your premaster pinned. Leave headroom so your lifts actually feel like lifts. Now an advanced workflow upgrade that's worth doing once and then reusing forever. One knob transitions. On each group, make a macro style control. If you're using an audio effect rack on the group, map a few parameters to one macro. For drums, map filter cutoff and a tiny drum bus drive range. For bass, map filter cutoff plus a tiny utility gain trim and maybe a tiny saturation amount. For music, map width and a high pass. For FX, map your send levels for risers and downlifters. Now you can perform transitions in real time. Record automation and your moves are repeatable. Also, snapshot your safe mix. Duplicate the premaster chain and deactivate the duplicate. When you get wild with automation, you can slash B instantly against your stable reference and make sure you didn't accidentally invent a problem while chasing excitement. Finally, a quick practice run you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Build a 32-bar roller with only kick, snare, hats, perk, sub, mid-bass, one Atmos pad, and 3 FX total. Route everything into drums, bass, music, effects, then into Premaster. Add exactly 2 fills, 2 filter sweeps, and 1 kick dropout. Then bounce a quick render and check 2 things. Do you feel an energy lift at bar 17? And does bar 32 clearly signal that something is next? This audio version is shortened for playback.